welcome friends to the Morning Show studios today at WRCL. Kicking it off is one of our longtime friends and supporters, Monty Berger, who's in the studio with us today. Hi, Monty.
Good morning, Phil. Beautiful morning here in southwest Wisconsin.
Absolutely. The groundhog, I think he saw his shadow, although the one in Wisconsin did not. But it's time for people to get out and get a little sunshine, a little fresh air now, isn't it?
Six more weeks of tough sledding here without any snow, right?
That's right, exactly. We're witnessing that. But you'll be involved in a lot of fundraisers and fun this year, and one of them that kicks off the year is the Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace Team Dance on Sunday that you'll be a part of. So that's been a long-running tradition, hasn't it, Ben?
Yes, our band has been doing these fundraisers for, I'm guessing, somewhere around 15 years. I haven't written it down, but it's got to be 15 years or more that we've been doing it for several different organizations here, and we've got quite a following that come out, and we always have a great time, and it's so good to see so many friendly faces and people that want to come out and dance, and those that don't want to dance enjoy the music, set their tap their toe, and visit with their friends, and it's a social outing.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Get out and have a little fun. You know, we've been cooped up a little while, and this is kind of one of the first big dances, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Have you got your dancing shoes already?
I should, yeah. Absolutely.
Especially next month, I would think you'd come out and do an Irish jig.
Yeah.
You know? It's got St. Paddy's Day coming.
I'm going to have to take some ibuprofen before I do, Monty. But I'll try. Well, tell me about the Country Gold Band. You fellas stay pretty busy, don't you?
Well, yes, we do. We've been going for quite a few years now and have a great following and have some great musicians. And we've got one fellow that is kind of a back home boy here, Brent Clausen. And I don't know if you knew Brent or not, but he graduated from Richland Center High School here back in the 80s, and his family lived here. And then they moved up to Coloma after he was out of high school. But he still has a lot of friends in this area, and his parents still communicate with a lot of people. So when we mentioned Brent Clausen, why a lot of people, oh yeah, you know, he used to play music when he was here and in high school and so on. And he's one of those guys that can play probably a dozen different instruments, about any string instrument. And he and his family have a dinner theater up there on their farm that they renovated an old barn into a dinner theater, and do a lot of shows every year. And the biggest problem they have had the last few years is they have too many people coming and wanting tickets, and they have to add additional shows into the year just to try to appease everybody and get them in there to a show if at all possible. And his son and daughter are part of the group there, that they all work together, and I think they get along together really well. You know, sometimes family members don't always, but it surely seems like they do. So that's great. Brent helps us out here. We're going to have Terry Ault from Lone Rock playing drums, and Terry's been around this area and done a great job over the years. Tom Baker is our bass player. He's from DeSoto, and he's been playing here for, again, over 10 years, I would say, and myself. So, you know, we've worked together for quite a few years, and it's always great to see so many people that keep coming back year after year to and dance after dance, I'll put it that way.
Well, it's rewarding for so many folks. Is it rewarding for you guys in the band?
Oh, yeah. We sure as heck don't do it for the money, Phil.
No, I bet not.
It's very rewarding to see people out there having a good time and to be a part of that. It's always been fun, and I hope it continues to be for a few more years. I like to think I can keep playing for a few more years here. I had a big birthday party. Lorraine scheduled a surprise birthday party for me back in December, and I turned 75, so
good for you.
Yeah.
Who played at the dance then? Did you have to play at the dance?
Yeah,
your own dance?
Yeah, our band played. Yeah, yeah. But I think Floyd Anderson and I started out together down in the Lone Rock area when we were just in grade school. So, you know, a lot of water's gone over the dam since then.
Yes, it has. When the Country Gold Band plays, do you have a typical set list, or does it kind of vary from week to week, Monty?
It varies somewhat. We always welcome requests, because we like to know what people want to hear. And if it's anything that we can do, we're very happy to do their requests. And after playing together this long, we change up and change the beats from a waltz to a polka to the traditional country beat and so on, and we throw in a little 50s and 60s rock and roll and things like that that we all grew up with.
Right. And you also play the Cowboy Churches from time to time. Are you still doing those for 25?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I just do those on my own usually. Again, we got the same ones booked to be here at the rodeo, and it'll be down at Muscadet for Mushroom Fest. Those are probably the two closest ones that I got coming up. And then usually do the one over at Soldier's Grove once a year. Yeah, I know you announced that here. That's been very well accepted and so on. So, yeah, Cowboy Churches are fun, and we have a great following there also.
It's really a throwback because, you know, when you and I grew up, there were a lot more local bands, it seemed like. You know, you just...
That's right.
And maybe more live music several nights a week
in the
area. And why do you think it doesn't happen anymore, Monty?
Well, I'm not sure. There's been so many changes, but as DJs and karaoke came in and the younger generation kind of, you know, adapted that as their entertainment rather than bands in a lot of cases. And I think that's been part of it, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, things do change, and we have to accept it and so on. But the people that grew up with live bands, and many of them had live bands in their high schools or local places. I mean, I know when we were in high school, we played all the local high school dances around here from time to time. And it was always live bands, and people grew up with that. However, in today's society and somewhere that changed, and now we're more into DJs. And like I said, that I'm not criticizing that, but it's just a change.
Yeah, everybody has its day, I guess, you know. But when you look at the bands that played through the area, though, there were a lot of memorable bands and you know, barn dances. And I think a lot of people have fond memories of going to dances with their folks, you know. I mean, it was a family thing, wasn't it?
Right. As small children. And just talked to Bobby G. Rice, going to dances and sleeping in the bass fiddle case and so on as a kid.
You know? Oh, yeah. Bobby. And you've backed Bobby up a few times over the years, haven't you?
Sure have, yeah. Bobby's a great friend of ours. And, you know, always great to see him come back to the area. Last year, we had the chance to be with him and Alice a little bit and his family as he came to Boscobel, and they did the recognition down there for him and so on. And I hope he continues.
I do too. The Rice family certainly was a big part of WRCO's history because they had their own show on the radio station back then.
Right.
So
for sure.
Maybe a little bit more before my time, but I was told about it a few times over the years. I know you're going to be playing some other benefits. Are you doing one for the veterans this year, Monty?
Yes, we will be doing the veterans benefit for the Veterans Memorial again on March 2nd. We'll be feature the same band and again at the Phoenix Center from 1 to 5 p.m. and so on. We'd like to thank the Phoenix Center. They donate the hall up there, and they always provide us a great menu for anybody that comes in that wishes to eat and drink. They do a great job with that. We certainly appreciate what they do to support us.
Nice to have a nice place to play, isn't it?
Exactly, yep. And as you mentioned, this benefit is for Faith family and friends team of Walk with Grace, which I think a lot of the people in this area are familiar with the teams and the great job that they do raising money for that organization. And they've put together quite a long list of things to be raffled off and auctioned off and so on. It includes a smoked brisket beef, which you don't find everywhere. There's a 60 by 80 quilt. There's a wine cabinet, a coffee table. And those are some of the bigger items. But then they'll also feature some bake sale items and just a lot of other merchandise that's been donated that will be raffled off that day. And you just almost have to come and see it. And then, of course, we have a 50-50 raffle, and that will probably have one or two of those at least through the day. And it helps raise some money, but also a lot of people enjoy gambling just a little bit on a 50-50 raffle.
That's fun. Well, I know Grace has been near and dear to you, too. I mean, and you play a lot of benefits, but this one's pretty special for you, isn't it, Monty?
That's correct, yeah. It sure is. Because we go back to, you know, the days when... it was growing really fast. And not that it isn't growing today, but, I mean, that's when we started. And I was an ambassador for Grace here, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. And it's come to mean a lot to me. And, again, the cowboy churches that we do, whatever money is donated to those all goes to Walk with Grace. I'm not doing that to make money for myself. It's to make money for Walk with Grace. And I think anybody that thinks about coming to this, any money that they spend, whether it's the donation at the door or on the silent auction or whatever, all that money goes to Walk with Grace.
It's a suggested $10 donation, but you can give whatever you can.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I mean, if anyone has donations that they would like to make and they haven't, if they'd like to give Lorraine a call, I will give her my phone number and feel free to call her and we'll make arrangements to get the donation, okay? Yet. So her number is 608-604-9462. And again, we certainly welcome it. Or if you would like to make a donation that day, there will be ways that you can make a donation.
So you can just
bring something, you can just
bring it in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So people get the notion
money.
To do that.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
that
or bring
like
money.
To donate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I know that the band has a good time if people are out there having a good time.
We certainly do. Yep. We have a lot of fun doing it, and that's where it all starts, and hopefully we can continue to do it for a long time yet, Phil.
If there's some, I mean, now you're multitasking, and I always admire musicians because, you know, you're thinking about what you're playing, what you're singing, you know, and things like that. But if there's some goofball out there in front of the stage like me trying to dance, do you ever just lose it? You know, it's like...
It has happened. It has been known to happen. I got to tell you one little story. One time we were playing, and we were on stage, and a member of the band was singing an old country song. And in that country song, it says, "Come home, my boy, your poor old mother's dead." And at that time, the lady kind of fell down. I don't know how she fell down. She kind of rolled right up in front of the stage, and she was laying there in front of the stage. And needless to say, she wasn't dead or anything like that, but... yeah, the band kind of lost it then when that happened.
It was like part of the act, you
yeah,
know, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, some of those old country songs, the lyrics were kind of morbid at times, weren't they?
Well, I suppose.
Some of them. I mean, You Are My Sunshine is a beautiful song, but you think you get into the lyrics and it's not that pretty of a song, you know?
Grand, oh, well. It's the thought of it.
It's the thought of it, though. Everybody loves the chorus and the refrain, so anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming up on Sunday, Monty, and anything else you'd like to add about this dance?
No. Again, the doors will be open by about noon. The dance starts at 1 o'clock, goes to 5 o'clock, And again, any support that we can get, we certainly appreciate it for Walk with Grace.
Well, thanks for what you do, Monty.
Thank you, Phil, for what you do here at the station, because you have been a great backer for Walk with Grace and all the other local fundraisers that you support here. We certainly appreciate what you do.
Great. Well, keep the music going, Monty.
We're going to try.
Absolutely. Faith, family, and friends, Walk with Grace team hosting the dance on Sunday at the Phoenix Center. Again, 1 to 5, come out and meet Monty and the band. Have a great time and enjoy time with friends and neighbors and family. That's what it's all about. The morning show continues in just a moment.